A lot of people on the list, and the first person coming up is Suzanne Owens, a wonderful writer, who will be featured here on May 8th. And Mike, are you joining her? Okay. And Mike and Suzanne will be featuring at the PCA Open Mic in Westward this Sunday night. They have been collaborating on a lot of material. So this gives you a chance to have a sample of it.
I can do this.
You just playing, right?
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. This is a poem about an actress and an actor. And it's called Beauty and the Beast. I thought the actor who plays the beast opposite my beauty couldn't possibly turn into a prince. That first audition, he almost knocked me over, blasting up to the theater in his Harley. Now I watch him limp downstage, dragging the fur costume, the heavy wooden rib cage constructed to double his size, and the built-up shoe. He sweats under the mask. He's so untrained, a primitive. I couldn't believe that tough, swaggering punk who mumbled his lines in a Brooklyn accent would carry me into his castle after our wedding. But how gracefully he sweeps his cape along the filthy floor, hardly disturbing the dust particles in the light beam between us. Several times, I saw him slide a stiletto into the pocket of his jeans as simply as I slid my father's antique watch into my Claiborne bag. Still, he can make this death appear so true. Slumping by the settee, one leg crooked under him, mouth open, hair tangled in acne. He reaches for the goblet. Over cokes and actor gossip, I learned he quit school at 15, burglarized a gun store, has a record, served time. Well, I served tennis balls, won trophies, studied drama. But he believes in this world of cardboard, paint, swords, spears, tin goblets, even his fake death. And yet, I know underneath those purple velvet sleeves are tattoos of an inner city culture. Could it be he's grown used to lies? Didn't they blacken those blindsided alleys, those blighted tenements? Now he's whispering my name, the cue to make my entrance. I wipe my eyes on the puff of my sleeve, crying for the beast or the beast within the costume. I don't know. Pancake number 5 and 9 on taffeta, a stain. Tears trace the color of wilt down my cheeks. I run through miles of curtains and corridored wilderness. My wet hands pound the cardboard castle door. But all I can hear, the pounding of my own heart. Is he dead? Open the door! The door moans open. The eyes that shine through the slits in the mask are as they shone through the white scrim of my dream, are the eyes of a beast, a thief. I kneel on the floor, my arms around him. These claws I remove at last. I unclub his dumb paws. Unsnap these seams of fur, open the structure enclosing his torso. And when I unmask the beast, the hard, cruel lines of his face fall aside. For a moment I find not the face of a prince, but the face of a boy who slept sitting up, his back against the bedroom door, the one who stole guns for money to escape his drunken father, kept one for his own protection. I untwist the wires behind his ears, holding the lion's jaw in place. The mouth moves. The voice, human.
Suzanne Owens, Mike Santoro, they'll be featuring at the PCA Open Mic in Westwood this Sunday night.